Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a really practical old-school DNB switch op in Ableton Live 12 using macro controls, and the cool thing is, this is not just a fancy effects trick, this is a proper mixing and arrangement tool you can reuse over and over again. If you've ever heard a DNB loop that starts to feel a bit too repetitive, this is how you give it a gear change without blowing up the mix. We're going to make the drums tighten up, the bass shift character, the top end move, and the space open up for a moment before everything locks back in. That's the vibe. Tense, controlled, DJ friendly, and very much in the language of drum and bass. Now, before we touch any devices, start with a loop that already works. That's important. Don't try to rescue a broken mix with macros. Pick a solid 8-bar or 16-bar section with drums and bass already sitting nicely. Classic DNB tempo territory, around 170 to 175 BPM, or a little lower, if you're going for that darker roller feel. The reason we start with a clean loop is simple. The macro move should create contrast, not confusion. In DNB, switch-ups work best when the listener still feels the pulse, but the texture and energy change just enough to reset the phrase. Okay, first move, group the tracks you want to control. If your drums are separate, select them and group them together. If your bass is separate, group that too. For this lesson, the easiest place to start is the drum bus, because that's where the switch op is most obvious and most satisfying to hear. On that group track, drop in an auto effect rack. This is going to be your control hub. Inside the rack, build a simple chain with stock Ableton devices, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, utility, and optionally auto filter if you want a little extra movement. Here's the thinking behind that order. EQ8 lets you shape the tone first. Drum bus gives you punch and glue. Saturator adds edge and density. Utility helps you manage gain and width. Auto filter gives you that sweep or close down moment that works so well in a transition. Before mapping anything, set each device to a useful starting point. This is one of those underrated beginner moves. If the bass sound already feels balanced, your automation will sound deliberate instead of random. So keep the drum bus subtle at first, maybe to low drive amount. Use saturator lightly, and only make small EQ changes. You're building a performance tool, not a giant effect chain. Now let's map four useful macros. First macro, drum tightness. Map this to drum bus decay, and also maybe a small gain reduction on utility. If you want, you can even tie in a little low mid cleanup with a EQ8. The idea is that when you turn this macro up, the drums get shorter, tighter, and more urgent. That's a really classic DNB switch up move. Second macro, top end pressure. This one can control an EQ8 high shelf or high cut, plus a little bit of drum bus transients. You want this macro to let you darken the break or sharpen the snap depending on the direction you choose. For a darker switch up, pull a bit of top end away. For a more aggressive one, push the transients and keep the hats biting. Third macro, bass or bus bite. If you're using this on a bass group, map it to saturator drive, auto filter cutoff, and maybe a very light EQ move. This is how you make the bass feel like it shifts state during the phrase change. It can go from more open to more filtered, or from cleaner to nastier. Just keep the movement small and intentional. Fourth macro, space throw. Map this to reverb dry/wet and simple delay dry/wet, and if needed, a little bit of reverb decay. This is your transition accent, not a permanent wash, just a short throw that gives the listener a clue that the phrase is changing. A very important tip here, keep your macro names about the job, not the device. So instead of naming something reverb amount, call it throw. Instead of decay, call it tighten. That makes the rack easier to perform later because your brain thinks in musical actions, not tech details. Now let's automate the actual switch up. In arrangement view, draw a short move across 1 to 2 bars. That's usually enough in DNB. You don't need a huge long build unless the track really calls for it. A 1-bar move can actually hit harder because the groove keeps moving. Here's a clean starting pattern. Keep the macros mostly neutral through most of the phrase, then begin tightening the drums in the last bar before the change. Pull a little top end down if you want that darker pressure. Add a short space throw right before the new section lands, then snap back to the full groove, or leave one macro slightly altered if you want the next phrase to feel like a variation rather than a full reset. That phrase awareness matters a lot in drum and bass. The music moves fast, so the listener reads changes very quickly. If your switch up lands on bar 8, 16, 24, or 32, it feels intentional even if the move is simple. That's why these little automation gestures work so well. Now let's talk about the drums, because this is where beginner mixes often go wrong. The goal is not to make the drums disappear. If the drums vanish, it feels like a breakdown, not a switch up. What we want is for the drums to feel tighter, darker, and maybe a little more transient, without losing their rhythm. So if the break is too long and floppy, bring the drum bus decay down a bit. If the break feels too boxy, use a Q8 to clean out some low mid mud around 200 to 400 Hz. If you want more snap, push drum bus transient slightly. And if the section needs a tiny lift, let the drum bus sit a touch louder than the bass for that moment. That's a very old school kind of energy. Now on the bass side, keep the low end clean. This is crucial. If your bass gets wide during the switch up, the mix can fall apart fast. Sub should stay solid and mono. Use utility to keep width down on the low end, and avoid any stereo widening below roughly 120 Hz. If the bass is a Reese or layered mid-bass, a small low pass close down before the change can make the return hit feel much bigger. That contrast is the whole trick. You're not just automating effects, you're controlling energy flow. Slightly darker before the change, slightly brighter or fuller after the drop, and the listener feels that release. If you want to build a more aggressive version, increase saturator a little and shorten the drum decay more. If you want a subtle version, keep the movement smaller and just use a tiny filter move plus a light delay throw. Smaller changes often read clearer in fast music, especially in DNB where too much motion can get messy fast. A really good way to test this is to play the full section, not just the soloed rack. This is where the mix either works or falls apart. Listen to the kick and sub together. Listen to whether the switch up still feels like part of the groove. Ask yourself, does this create anticipation? Or does it sound like the track is accidentally falling apart? If it's too much, reduce the amount of movement before you reduce the volume. That's a better fix almost every time. If the transition sounds good, commit it. You can freeze and flatten the bus, or better yet, resample the switch up. That's a really smart workflow in DNB because one good transition can become a fill, a loop, a build element, or a section ending hit in another track. It saves CPU too, which is always nice. Let's keep the beginner mindset simple here. You do not need 12 macros, you need 4 useful ones that each do one clear job: tighten, darken, push, and throw. That's enough to make the phrase feel alive. Once that works, you can get more advanced by splitting the rack into drums and bass layers, or by making a subtle version and a wild version of the same switch up. Here's a great little challenge for you. Take one 16-bar DNB loop and make 2 versions of the same switch up. In the first version, keep it subtle. Just a little tightening and a tiny space throw. In the second version, go darker, more filtering, a little less top end, and a stronger transition hit. Then listen back in context and decide which one feels more musical. If you want to push it further, build 3 versions from the same loop: subtle, dark, and aggressive. Use the same rack template, but change the macro ranges instead of rebuilding everything from scratch. That's how you turn a lesson into a reusable workflow. So to wrap this up, the big idea is simple. Use Ableton Live 12 macros to make your DNB groove change character in a controlled way. Group the right elements, set a balanced starting point, map a few focused controls, automate over a short phrase, and keep the low end clean. If it feels like a real DNB phrase change, with tighter drums, controlled bass, and a strong return of energy, then you've nailed it. And once you've got that first switch up working, resample it, chop it, reuse it. That's how a beginner trick becomes a proper production weapon. All right, go build the rack, test the movement, and make that loop switch gears.